This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What are we hooraying? That there was no Dolphins game yesterday? Hey!
Oh. Norman Powell plays tonight.
Norman Powell, maybe.
Canes play tonight.
Canes basketball tonight.
There we go.
Canes basketball.
John Lucas.
Jay Lucas.
Who's John Lucas? The guy that wrote Star Wars?
I believe it was his father.
I'm talking about the basketball player.
Right. Isn't Jay Lucas related to John Lucas?
Ooh, didn't LeBron dunk over John Lucas III?
Who wrote Star Wars?
That was...
Ted Lucas.
No, that was Scorsese.
Luke Skywalker.
Surprise, Jimmy doesn't know this, right?
Like no, that was George Lucas.
George Lucas. George. They got a big family, man.
George.
Isn't Jay Lucas related to John Lucas?
I wasn't aware.
Really?
Yeah.
Jay Lucas.
John Lucas can't be even that old, man.
Well, Jay Lucas is 36.
Got to be at least 50.
John Lucas the third? Am I thinking of the same guy you guys are thinking of?
I don't know.
LeBron dunked over?
So now if he has a 36-year-old son, he got to be at least 51.
His father, John Lucas the second, went on to have a 14-year NBA career. So my John Lucas from the NBA is a totally different John Lucas than your John Lucas from the NBA.
You don't remember LeBron running the baseline with the big three and literally catching with one hand an alley-oop on the baseline and dunking over the top of a player.
That's his brother.
John Lucas the third.
Jay Lucas.
John Lucas the third.
Correct. Jay Lucas's brother.
Is John Lucas.
Is John Lucas the third.
Wow.
And his father is John Lucas the second.
Oh, okay. And was this LeBron game a random Tuesday game 36?
It's one of the best highlights.
I'm sure if I saw it, I would recognize it. It doesn't jump out at me.
He's the only one remembers that dunk.
Nah, it's probably a big dunk. I'm sure I'd recognize it.
He dunked over another human being.
Who was the Celtic?
It was Jason Terry.
That was Jason Terry. Yeah. We literally had a funeral for him on the morning show. I'll give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. This is brought to you by the Lexus TX, room for all your passions and three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So this is what Ian Rappaport wrote about Tua and the possibility of him being released, okay? If the Dolphins, and this is Ian Rappaport from NFL Network saying, hey, here's a possibility. If the Dolphins release Tua this offseason, and a release before June 1st is basically impossible because the Dolphins owe him a fully guaranteed $54 million. It would set a new record cap hit of $99.2 million. So but that would be a way for Stephen Ross to say, hey, look how dedicated I am.
Give you 100 million.
To winning, although it's a cap hit, though. $99.2 million. You'd have to hate him with every fiber of your being.
He would have had to kidnap your kids or something. $99 million.
And even then, you'd wait till after June 1st. Miami could spread that out if he's designated as a post-June 1st cut. $67 million in 2026, $31.8 million in 2027. It would be costly, but Denver did it, and Miami could similarly withstand such a hit if it decides that's what's best for the franchise. A trade pre-June 1st would leave $45.2 million of dead money against the Dolphins' salary cap. Another option, which seems more viable, is pay down some of his salary next offseason and trade him as a bridge quarterback for a team in transition or one that has a young QB that they'd like to sit.
Mm-hmm.
Would a team pay a portion of Tua's salary to have him as a bridge starter? Likely they would. This is what the Dolphins' offseason, in part, will be about.
That last option, I actually have something written down about this, why Keith McDaniel might be intelligent with thinking about the what was that, fourth option. You keep McDaniel because he's the one you know that can maximize Tua's performance. I wouldn't say it against the Ravens, but the week before we saw it, we've seen Tua play very well in McDaniel's offense. You maximize Tua to up his trade value or his attention to another team so that you can trade him, pay it down. Like you say, the Broncos did with Russell Wilson, move on from him. Keep McDaniel to maximize Tua. When Tua leaves, you fire him, so the new coach and GM come in together. That big three you're talking about, new coach, new GM, they get to go pick their quarterback.
I mean, it's an interesting conversation to be having, which is, how are you going to get rid of Tua? Because that's where they're at now. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the Buffalo game Sunday, because now we know that Stephen Ross obviously likes Mike McDaniel. Mm-hmm. We don't know if he feels the same way or if Mike McDaniel feels the same way still about Tua. Like, we don't know the interpersonal relationships, but it is interesting.
Who got their phone on?
That's my son. Well, he's on breakthrough, so it always rings. But
good looking boy.
Yeah. Well,
you can take it.
I'm not gonna take
it. Maybe he's calling you during the show.
He has no clue when I work.
No. Maybe he has a Buzelis take or something to make some money.
Actually, when I saw the phone ringing, I first thought to myself, do the Bulls play tonight? Because if the Bulls play tonight, I would answer the call.
Yeah.
But they don't play tonight, so it can't be that important. But I think that the Dolphins are at this point where it's like, how do we move on without Tua? And so when I say I'm really interested to see how they perform Sunday against the Bills, like, again, the team's being sold out off if they can. We know Jalen Phillips is gone. I'm assuming there's going to be more.
Mm-hmm.
The GM is gone. The coach is ostensibly coaching for his career, which is silly because they're taking away pieces, which, like, the whole thing is silly. And then you have to imagine that Tua, like you said, is kind of on display now.
Yep.
He's being displayed for other teams who might be interested in a bridge quarterback. How on earth can a team function when all of this is going on? I find this to be voyeuristically a remarkable exercise in sport,
yeah,
in business. You know, it's like if you're working for a place and they tell you, oh, yeah, we're shutting down at the end of the month. It's like, well, how is everyone going to function from November 3rd till the end of the month when we know we're going out of business?
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be how it feels around the facility. Like, hey, this incarnation is going out of business. Dolphins aren't going out of business, but this incarnation, what we've built with Chris Greer and, like, this incarnation, this is a going out of business sale.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to react and respond. It's going to be fascinating to me.
The roster's a car. We know the engine and the carburetor don't work. You're the blinker. Hey, I'm a pretty good blinker, but this car is about to be sold off. you're going with that going on, how does that affect you mentally? I'm telling you, I said it earlier. It's going to be like they're saying, everybody's praising.
Because you know what the line is Sunday?
They're still playing for McDaniel. We're going to see on Sunday playing against a good team if they're still playing for
McDaniel. But what if they don't have players that are of value?
The roster that was constructed is a 2-6 roster.
Well, that's true.
Now it's going to be less than a 2-6 roster.
Yeah, I mean.
What do you expect out of that?
But you've only lost right now. You've only lost Jalen Phillips.
No. But what if you lose Minka? What if you lose Jalen Waddle?
But those guys, I mean, Jalen Waddle is a different conversation, right? But, like, Minka, Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, I'm not saying they're not great players. They are. But have they really made this colossal impact? You're 2-6. No. Those are the guys that were supposed to keep you from being 2-6.
Solana, not a colossal impact, but the guys that they beat out are worse than him.
That's what I was about to say. They haven't made a colossal impact? So imagine the players who couldn't beat them out for positions then being the guys who are in charge.
So using the quarterback, remember when Tim Boyle and them got in the game last year? Think about Bradley's Tim Boyle.
Right.
Now he's playing DN. This is what I'm talking about. With whatever Jalen Phillips' snaps are going to be taken by somebody that's not Jalen Phillips.
Dolphins are 8.5-point home dogs, by the way, against Buffalo.
I would lay the points.
It feels like they're begging you because You saw Buffalo last night, and you can't imagine that the Dolphins are in this great frame of mind. Like, hey, let's go out and show them that we're the competitors
strong,
in the AFC. Like,
strong-minded
what's
individuals.
Left? Yeah.
If they're smart in that building, they're preaching, go out here and show off. Put on film what you want the world to see. Don't tell me we're making a playoff run. Don't tell me we're turning this around. Go out here and prove that you belong in this league and show everybody else, the guy in front of you, win your one-on-one battle. There's a lot of way to say, go out here and play to the best of your ability because you're probably not going to be on this team. Or if you are, it's going to be a new coaching staff, a new GM, a new everything. Go put on film what you want the football world to see every single snap. That should be the message. And back to the Tua thing real quick. To your point, there's options now, and they're putting it out. Like, we know there's options of Tua leaving. Is there any way that you're upset by that? Is there anybody out there? Like, is there still a Tua-non or whatever they call it?
Yes. It would bother me. This is going to sound crazy.
Bother you?
Based on who comes in.
That doesn't matter, Hawk. You have to cut ties. You have to get divorced. You don't have another wife lined up. You just have to get divorced.
I guess. I mean, theoretically, you're correct, but also, I don't know.
You don't have to get divorced next year. You really don't. I understand the idea of trading Tua, and if you pay part of his salary, another team pays part of his salary, and you can kind of start finding the next guy. I realize that, but the reality of the situation is you're on the hook for a ton of money here, and you're probably not in a position next year where you're going to be contending for a Super Bowl. This could be a situation where Tua plays one more season in Miami.
You don't think they're going to contend for a Super Bowl next season?
Hey, you know what, though? It's not out of the question because in my group chat today, I'll just say this. In my group chat today, my guys are like, oh, well, this means three more years of tanking before we're even maybe good. And I said, hey, there's a lot of examples around the NFL where teams go from being really bad one season, like the Dolphins are this year. They clean house, new regime, and next year, not that they're the Patriots of Tom Brady, but they're playoff teams. The
What's
Denver
your text
Broncos.
Thread? What's your text thread called? One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Some damn dummies. That's what it's called. A group of damn
the
dummies.
The Washington Commanders, Hawk. The Washington Commanders.
I'm not having this conversation.
We're in the
I had this conversation
game.
With this roster before the season started. I'm not having this conversation now.
The Colts, they turned Shane Steichen and Daniel Jones
in one
turned
game,
it around.
In one season.
I'm with you. The Commanders turned it around. The Patriots right now. It took them 4 years. Went through second coaches, Vrabel. I understand what you're saying. Is Tua a part of that? I do not believe that. Just on the Tua aspect.
I don't think he should, but I'm being realistic here. You're looking. Hawk just read you the numbers. The idea that somebody's trading for Tua Tagovailoa, given how bad he's played this season or how bad he's looked at times this season, given how much money he's owed, given the media circus that comes with Tua Tagovailoa, and given the fact that the guy is one hit away from a bigger media circus and potentially fencing up on the field, I think just expecting, as Ian Rappaport lays out, that another team would be willing to trade for him. I'm not saying they wouldn't, but I think I'm just being realistic here,
guys. Someone needs him.
The Saints.
Yeah, there you go. Shuck. Well, no, yeah. I mean, you're not going to bench Shuck. You
want Shuck to develop. Yeah, Spencer Rattler's terrible. We pay $48 million. They pay the rest. You let him kind of show Shuck the ropes. You're not going to be good anyway. The Saints aren't paying. They don't have any big money people. They probably have some salary cap space. You let Shuck develop, and then Tua, I don't know, goes to Hawaii. I don't know, builds a mountain, lives on a mountain. I don't know if he can build
let
a mountain.
Let Tua run.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm just... Go
that
out.
That's grown man abuse.
Let him run.
If they let him run, it's
let
grown man
him
abuse.
Run. Go toe to toe with Josh Allen. Wipe out the memory of you saying you can't do half of what he does this Sunday. Toe to toe. If he scrambles for 36 yards, you better scramble for 37.
And they're going to call grown man protective services on McDaniel.
Drop your shoulder. Don't slide. No, drop your shoulder.
His shoulder's next to his head.
Let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Bro, it's going to be a Bills Mafia takeover
oh my
at
God.
Hard Rock Stadium.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, Elbow Room, enough with the Bills Mafia takeover stuff.
Elbow Room is fine.
Elbow Room, come on.
They're
enough.
Fine. We're not calling out Elbow Room. I mean, that's Panthers headquarters.
Well, that's the thing. I love Elbow Room. Love the people at Elbow Room. You can't do we're South Florida's bar when the Florida Panthers are celebrating back-to-back Stanley Cup titles. The Stanley Cup runs through Elbow Room. You can't do that. And then, hey, Bills Mafia, come over here. Come party with us. Like, are you South Florida's bar or are you not South Florida's bar?
Yeah, sound like they're the Panthers bar.
It does. And, yeah.
They're going to make more money Sunday than they do on the whole other Dolphins game.
Send them somewhere else, man.
Wait, Josh Giddey is now the favorite on Bet Online for most improved player, 5-1. Josh Giddey, if you're not on the Josh Giddey economic development plan, just bet him double-double every game. I cashed it again last night.
I was ready to make fun of you and had to look up the stats.
I said to Crowder when we were off the air, I'm like, Josh Giddey's having an MVP season, and he, you know, and he looked up the stats.
22-9-9. That's crazy.
Dude's almost averaging a triple-double. But he is a double-double machine.
Yeah, that's impressive.
How about this? Out of the five players on most improved on Bet Online, two of them are Bulls. Giddey and Buzelis.
Can't argue that.
Giddey's 5-1, Buzelis 10-1.
What's Jaime Jaquez Jr.?
20-1.
He's on the five?
Well, no. If I take out the five, if I look beyond top five.
He's not in the top five?
No, he's like 10.
How's that possible?
I mean, you're only watching Heat games. Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Jaime's numbers, he dropped 31 yesterday.
Let me see, because I got proved wrong by numbers on this Giddey.
Bro, Jaime had the best plus minus in the NBA.
I saw some write-up that theoretically Victor Wembanyama could win MVP and most improved.
Yeah.
Right?
Depends how they
how
look
you define
at the most
improved, but he missed a lot of games due to injury.
Yeah, I mean, due to deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah.
But shouldn't that be comeback player of the year?
Maybe he wins all three of them.
Just give him everything?
ISO J is 19-7-5. Not bad numbers.
Off the bench?
Not bad. I'm with you.
Giddey's playing 38 minutes a night. Jaime's doing this off the bench.
Well, give Jaime sixth man of the year. He's third in line.
Okay.
A.J. Mitchell, 9-2. Jeremy Grant, 9-1. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 12-1.
You see the Portland Trailblazers are 4-1 since Chauncey Billups got arrested.
Do you know who their coach is?
Who?
I saw it yesterday, but I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
Y'all had a stare off. You know that look this way.
It's someone
because
who
I
means
saw
something
it.
To us.
Does it?
Yes.
I saw who it was yesterday.
Who's the Trailblazers interim coach, Jimmy?
No idea.
All right.
Is it Tiago Splitter?
Yes, it's Tiago Splitter.
Holy hell.
It's Tiago Splitter.
Tiago
and you know,
got him going.
You know I like Tiago Splitter. Tiago Splitter. You've got to have a splitter. Tiago Splitter. You remember what he was doing in the Heat? Tiago Splitter has saved the Blazer season.
I used to weigh about.
Isn't that funny? Tiago Splitter.
Who would you rather build around? Jaime Jaquez Jr. or Josh Giddey?
Giddey.
Man, you guys don't know ball. Crazy.
You forgot about last year?
All right, let's do headlines because I want to get to Will Manso.
Mike McDaniel speaking to the media right now.
guy puts on the chat, research not a big thing for WQAM. 100% true.
We should make T-shirts.
We literally have not gotten – what were we doing at the beginning of the show? Or we couldn't even know who Jay Lucas was related to. We didn't know anything.
That's his daddy. No, he wrote Star Wars.
Monday Night Football game tonight. No idea who's playing, though.
Cowboys and Cardinals.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate that.
Oh.
We should just do headlines like that, right?
Jimmy not understanding the joke is brilliant. Jimmy still
doesn't
know
it really is.
It really is. Because, you know, you asked him something, right. So now he got on top
right.
of it.
But you realize we were talking about not knowing anything, and then so he said, I have no idea who Monday Night Football is, but he was joking. That was like part of the joke, but then you barreled in with the actual opponents.
Somebody has to.
Right. No, we got it. Still not getting it, I don't think.
Let's test it.
I don't think he's still getting it.
Let's test it. The Dolphins traded Jalen Phillips today. No idea who they traded him to. No idea what they got in return.
Nah, I don't know.
Hey, yo, Jimbo.
Third round pick to the Eagles.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right.
The Miami Heat play the Clippers tonight at 10:30. Norman Powell is questionable. See if he makes his debut on this road trip, but I hope he does because it's a revenge game in L.A.
All right.
Against the Clips. Mike McDaniel on Jalen Phillips being traded to the Eagles. Quote, I have a high regard and a lot of investment in Jalen Phillips. That part of the business I absolutely dislike in terms of having to say goodbye to a good player.
All right.
Mike McDaniel.
He dislikes any of the hard parts. He really does, because he doesn't even like replacing a person on the field. Like, he dislikes the hard parts.
Yes. The coaching side of coaching.
I'll get this full clip so we can play it later, but I'm just reading here. Mike McDaniel on Chris Greer's firing. Quote, Mr. Ross told me directly. That's an emotional toll when you realize things are going to be different.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Ooh, that's a two-minute-long clip. Maybe I won't get that entire thing. All right, guys. Canes basketball tonight. Women play at 5. They host Hofstra. And the men play at 8. They host Jacksonville, the Finns. All right. And that's pretty much it for your local schedule.
Barry Jackson says, asked if Tua will be the starter for the rest of the season, if healthy. McDaniel says, I am far from even going that direction of would have, could have, possible things. He said Tua gives them the best chance to win versus Buffalo this week. When a player doesn't give you the best chance to win, you adjust. We play the players who give us the best chance to win. If that changes, we adjust there. As a franchise quarterback, we've shown our belief by putting resources toward him. Says in general about everything, quote, all things in football are on the table. For conjectures, for a headline, I don't see how that helps the Miami Dolphins.
He could have just said he's the starting quarterback.
He's the starter this week.
Yeah, but that leaves it open for next week. So he's just lining himself up for this question weekly.
Yeah, he's not going to guarantee you that he's going to be, because I think Champ Kelly has probably said, hey, everything is going to be on the table.
Do not say yes, this guy's going to play the remainder of the season.
Also, the resources that Mike McDaniel was talking about were Liam Eichenberg, Jonas Savainaya, and Julian Hill.
Well, so. And $250 million.
Mm. Oh, that's true. Yeah, forgot about that. All right, your weather in South Florida right now, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. It's in the 80s right now. That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Will Manso is going to join us in the next segment, unless the Dolphins and the players are still talking. Because when I was talking to him this morning, he's like, hey, as long as the Dolphins' availability, but I'm seeing all this. Oh, Will just texted me. I'm good. He'll be here in the next segment.
This is Hawk. Crowder and Solana.
You have Tua? You can make Tua Tartar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, sports anchor, reporter at Local 10 here in Miami. You see him on the Heat broadcasts on FanDuel Sports Network, son. What do you want to talk about? Dolphins, Canes, what floats your boat, Will?
The weather. How about that? It's beautiful. I'm standing outside a Dolphins camp, and I'm looking at this blue sky going, you know what? We may have bad football, but, man, we've got great weather.
That's a great outlook on that. So I've been saying to Crowder and Solana all show, like, Sunday to me is going to be such an exercise in the human psyche, because you're walking around there at the Dolphins facility. Their GM has been fired. They've traded Jalen Phillips. We know other players are on the trade block. The season has been a failure. So their incarnation is a failure. Their coach is ostensibly coaching for his job. Like, the vibe there has to be, I don't know, unreal?
I mean, did you and I will say that you and I did not talk prior to this, but you know that I asked McDaniel that exact question today, and I phrased it in just about the same way. I said, Mike,
I mean, we're
I
a couple of UM guys. I mean, yeah, you have yeah, to be yeah, very yeah. high in your verbal aptitude. Yeah.
I said, Mike, I don't mean to be dramatic, but you're 2-7. The GM just got fired. Your job is on the line. You're trading players. It appears your owner's headed to a rebuild. How in the world do you even... What even is this? Like, how do you keep moving forward to focus on a football game? And he said, the honest answer is because it's my job, because we have guys in this locker room that and leaders that have to believe. And I know, look, it's a lot of cliche stuff, but Alec Giggold sort of was asked a similar question. And he said, we get paychecks. We're paid. We have contracts. We have to play hard. Now, that's easier said than done when you see all these changes. You know, if you're a coach knowing that you may not be here, when your players knowing that you're probably rebuilding, it's tough to focus. And then you've got the Buffalo Bills coming to town in that machine. So it's hard right now, guys, to find anything positive here with the Dolphins, because everything seems to be trending in a rebuild direction.
And Will, speaking about McDaniels, you know, coaching for his job, is Tua playing for his job? Like, can he be impressive enough? Because now there's rumors, you know, kind of Hawk read it earlier, where, like, there's options for them to get rid of him, pick up some of his salary, try to use him as a stopgap for other teams, all that stuff. Is he playing to stay, or is he just trying to get good film?
I mean, look, McDaniel was asked a similar question to that, Channing, and he was asked straight up, would you consider benching him? Because that was the report this weekend from what I think it was NFL Network. And McDaniel said, that's the furthest thing from my mind right now. He's my franchise quarterback. He's our best option right now for this game against Buffalo. But for me to speculate on what I could do down the road is silly. So I think he left the door pretty open that, yeah, there's a possibility that as this goes on, if the Dolphins are 2-9, 2-10, 2-11, 3-10, whatever the case may be, that they may want to get a look at one of their younger quarterbacks, most likely Quinn Ewers, right? I mean, you kind of know what you have in Zach Wilson. So I do think he's playing for his future. We know the guarantee he has next year in his contract. Financially, obviously, Tua's in good shape. He's made a lot of money. He's got more money coming. But as far as the quarterback of the future, I think it's safe to say, guys, that he's not the quarterback of the future here, no matter what his contract says.
Will, how do you think the Dolphins should approach this, though? And I know there's a lot of different ways that they can. But, I mean, if they're going to clean house, shouldn't they just clean house here? I think McDaniel's a good dude, and I think he's a great play caller. He might even, heck, be a great NFL head coach. But I mean, do we really want to do this again where it's like the GM head coach carousel where you fire one, you keep the other, and you're hoping for a collaborative process with the new GM? Like, if they're going to clean house and they're looking at ways or examining ways to get rid of Tua as well, shouldn't they just clean house completely, everybody?
Yes. The answer is yes, but here's the caveat to that. It's Stephen Ross, and he's the owner, and when you're the owner, you're the boss, and you can make the decisions. In a perfect world, whoever the general manager he hires, where it's Champ Kelly becomes from interim to full-time, or he hires someone else, that person is going to bring in their head coach. He should not, they should not be forced Mike McDaniel on them just because Stephen Ross wants it. But you can't discount the possibility that that could happen because we've seen it happen before. We've seen that that strange dynamic before already in this franchise during Ross's tenure as owner. So you can't discount the fact it happens. You're right. In a perfect world, the new general manager decides who the next head coach is. I like Mike. I think Mike's got a future in the NFL, whether it's a head coach, probably not, but certainly as an offensive mind, he's well-respected. But results matter, and the process of this culture and all the talk matters, and it's obviously gone in the wrong direction. I think it's pretty clear that he will not be the head coach moving forward, but you can't discount the possibility because of Stephen Ross's admiration for him that he could say to Champ Kelly, hey, you're going to stay our GM, but let's make this work with Mike. I think he's still the guy.
And will that the new approach or the seeing, you know, whatever, the tea leaves, can't you get more aggressive? Couldn't you call more blitzes? Couldn't you, you know, do more innovative stuff offensively? Like, I've already been given up on. Let me go out here and try to prove something aggressively other than just slowly run the ball and play cover four and not mess up. Go show that you know what the hell you're doing because, hell, we're losing anyway.
I think there – can I tell you something? That's a good point, Jenny, because I do think the one thing that came out of this weekend was a little clarity. I asked Mike today straight up. I said, were you given assurances by Stephen Ross that you're going to be the head coach the rest of the season? And he danced around the question. He didn't answer. He basically started to answer it but then said, look, my focus, the only focus should be and will be preparing for a very tough team in the Buffalo Bills. But to your point, though, if he does have some sort of assurance, right, which I think we all – it seems to – agree that is the case for the rest of this season, then go out and just coach your ass off. Like, you know, just try different things. Like, go out there and just be different just to show that, hey, I'm not going to quit on this just because I might lose my job. I'm going to go out and I'm going to find ways with whatever mess you leave behind post-trade deadline of players. And trust me, I think there will be a lot more moves in the next 24 hours. Whatever happens next, I'm going to show you that I can coach and not just quit on this job because it doesn't seem like the future is me.
That's right. Run to a naked boots
no,
for Tua.
No.
Run toe for toe with Josh Allen on Sunday. If Josh Allen lowers his shoulder, Tua lowers his shoulder.
Wildcat Tua.
Wildcat Tua.
Yeah. Like, put him at DB.
Put him. Convert him to tight end. Convert to – show them all, Mike. Can you put into words, Will, what this Cane season has become? After losing to Louisville and then SMU, we've seen this movie before. It didn't feel like we were going to see it this time.
And you hit the nail on the head. I honestly am more surprised that this is happening than ever in the last decade or so, but certainly in the Mario Cristobal era, because I thought Mario – was doing a very good job, and I still do think he's doing a good job at accumulating talent and recruiting and bringing some sort of respect level back to Miami as far as the talent level, the talk of first-round picks and being able to get high-end quarterbacks in the portal and all the things that he's done. But none of that matters if you don't win and win big. And right now, look, year one, year two, you give him a pass. Year three last year, you could say you didn't get a defense. Now you get a good defensive coordinator. You seem to have a good overall team, and yet you're losing games in the same way. And at some point when the players are all different, right? And the guys you're bringing are all different. You have to look at the one constant, and the one constant is the coaching, and the one constant is Mario Cristobal. And so he said this weekend, I don't know if you guys heard it, he was talking about, oh, we can't get all, all the rats out there, the rat poison, or the rat gnawing at you and talking. And I'm sorry, man. Look, I can blame the media for a lot of things, and I'm in the media. We all are. Sometimes we probably take things a little too far with talk and gossip and drama. Sure. None of this is drama. This is reality. This team can't find a way to win big games and loses these ACC games that they should win when they have more talented opponent. So if you want to start blaming people, look in the mirror. Mario Cristobal has to change his way and be more innovative. Channing talked about Mike McDaniel just trying whatever. Mario has to start trusting that talent that he has. trusting the coaching that he has and stop playing so close to the vest and so close to this whole, you know, grind it out, slow football, win the fourth quarter kind of stuff. Trust your players and your coaches, because right now he's coaching not to lose instead of coaching to win. And the reality is coaching not to lose is costing them losses.
Well, it was that 25 seconds left to get 50 yards. I've seen three touchdowns scored in 25 seconds in college.
Yeah,
that was ridiculous, Nealon, on that one.
It's and so many of the things he does are so conservative. And again, because he is from the old school of, like, you don't want to do anything to ruin your chance to win, right? Like, you want to do things right. I get it. But, like, to me, it's like, what's the harm in just, okay, we got 25 seconds of timeout. Flip the ball out to Malachi Toney and say, Malachi, go run. See if you can find a hole and get 30, 40 yards. You don't have to throw the ball, chuck it 40 yards down the field, but do something to play for overtime, to play for field goals, to get conservative like we've seen the way they've done over the last few years in spots is the brand of football that brings what we're seeing, which is, you know, not winning. And 9-2, 10-2 records, that's great. But Mario was brought here to compete for ACC titles. 4 years in, they still haven't played an ACC title game, and it sure as heck doesn't look like they're going to play in one this year.
Hey, Will, just because it happened last night, I loved your tweet about the Heat game. Basically, Norman Powell, come save us. Hopefully that happens tonight. But really quickly about Khalil Ware, like, is this going to end up with Nico Jovic in the starting lineup or Jaime in the starting lineup? Because it just doesn't look like Spo's loving what Khalil's putting out there.
I try to read the tea leaves on this, and they're going to say all the things they want about Khalil and motivating himself. There's a disconnect there with Spo and Khalil, and I don't think that's a strange thing to say or a speculative thing to say. There's clearly a disconnect, and I don't mean in personality. I mean in just what Spo wants from Khalil that he's not there yet, because we've seen it too often. The proof is in the pudding. Like, Spo, between the benching last night after the first few minutes, the stuff he said in the offseason, remember the summer league and in the preseason when he had big games and he said he wanted more from him. Spo wants Khalil to get to a level that right now Khalil's not at. And he's still young and they're not going to give up on him, but I do think that they're not also just going to force feed him in there until he figures things out. And he's young enough and talented enough too. I like Khalil. I know they do too, but I do think we're going to see kind of a pause there until he starts to figure things out and what they want from him.
Will Manso from Local 10 and FanDuel Sports Network, son. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.